This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
I wasn't here for that. A broken fibula.
Broken fibula, yeah. That happened when my freshman year at UVA. Didn't realize it, though. I thought it was, like I said, shin splints. And after they did an exit physical and x-ray, they found out that I had a broken fibula because they saw the knot where the bone had healed.
And you had played on it?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, so casually.
That's what I said.
But you don't need the fibula. You don't need it. You can go out there and play high-level sports without it. I've proven it. It can be done. And we had plenty of people, athletic trainers, other people in the sports medicine world chime in, and they said, yeah, you can actually play with it as long as it's up high and it's not down low. Because if it's down low, then you have a broken ankle.
Did it really hurt you, though?
Yeah, it hurt like hell. It's a broken bone.
He's fine with it.
I know, but you said that so casually. You don't need the fibula.
Yeah.
You don't need it. You can play through it.
I can't imagine some of the pain thresholds that you must have felt throughout your career, things that you've played through. For you to so casually say, oh, I played through a broken bone and you don't really need it. Yeah. Your pain tolerance must be so incredibly high.
It sounds so much greater than it actually is, though. Like, the tibia is the major weight-bearing bone in your leg, without getting too deep into anatomy here. But you don't really need the fibula. You don't need it. You don't need it. You just don't need it.
I need mine, I think.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, I mean, we may need ours, and you may not need yours, but...
Gosh, you're on a different level, Stacey. You're a professional athlete.
Was.
I'm a veal now.
Oh, veal. Are you?
Just treated like a veal. Just
massage?
Not a lot of workouts, massage, not doing anything too tough.
You want to run the 40?
Huh? We can.
I've been asking for when we're going to do this.
I mean, you got about as good a chance of beating me in his 40 as Javonte has is pulling off a successful bank robbery. It's about the same.
You know, there is something with this bank robbery theme that's going on.
It's about the same.
There's a problem. Just talking about bank robbery is dangerous in itself. But there's a problem because too many of you, I'm separating myself from this now, too many of you are actually weighing the value proposition behind this. You know, we've posed different hypotheticals today. Where is there better value? Tua? Or like Russell Wilson and drafting Michael Penix and keeping Christian Wilkins if you're the Dolphins? Tua? I'm sorry, Daniel Jones? Or bringing in Russell Wilson and drafting J.J. McCarthy and keeping Saquon Barkley? You guys are literally doing that value proposition. If you get $100,000 while robbing the bank, how long would you go to jail for? If maybe the cameras weren't working, you guys have done the either or all morning with this bank robbery scenario.
Yeah, you have to cut the wire that is directed to the camera feeds.
So we got to do some scouting.
You got to have a plan in place, and you need to execute. We need to practice prior to doing it.
We got
to
case the joint first.
Basically,
there we go. Javonte behind bars.
Oh my god!
I love it.
Oh my god! We now have Javonte in jail.
So working the morning show on ESPN Radio versus robbing a bank. Where's the better value proposition?
There you go.
I think we're gonna need that side by side with Pat the cop, because now we have Pat the police officer in his getup there. You know, Smalls.
Yeah.
You, a couple of weeks ago, did a whole, what was it, mob wives?
Yeah, the mob wife aesthetic.
Right. I didn't know that was real.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
No, I'm saying I didn't know that was real for you, because you're talking in a way we're going to cut the wires. I didn't know that was just like Tuesday
so
for you.
So it's not an aesthetic. It's an aesthetic for other people. It's a lifestyle for me.
That's what I'm asking, I guess.
Yeah. I'm one of these people that has kind of a deluded sense of, or I don't know if deluded is right. Like, I have a weird sense of self-confidence, not in myself every day, but when I watch things, I'm like, I could do that. Like, I think I could rob a bank. I think I'm watching the movie the TV show Traitors. I'm like, I could win Traitors, no doubt. I would absolutely win Traitors. Survivor, I'd win Survivor. Now, I don't watch an NFL football game and think I could do that. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not crazy, but there are certain things that involve, you know, a certain level of mental acuity that I think I could execute.
Okay, gotcha.
And I think that
I like that bank isn't crazy. Right, NFL game is crazy. Robbing a bank, not crazy.
I don't get this.
Wow. So,
okay,
Evan, you're an accomplice now, by the way.
How?
Because you're in the group.
And he wants to call you an accomplice.
We're workshopping this idea on air, and you're a part of the conversation. So you are an accomplice.
Yeah, you're helping with the ideas. You're the ideas, man.
All right, well, then if we're going to go here.
Yeah.
So we need somebody on the inside, do we not? Don't we?
Well, that's why I have the cop outfit.
I don't know, the element of surprise, though.
But don't you think
that's
always
such
need
a liability,
the
though, that they're gonna, you know.
What is the best bank robbery movie, though, or show?
Like The Town.
The town's for great. Sure.
The town's
pretty good.
You ever see the one with Denzel and Clive Owen? What's his name of that?
Inside Man.
Oh, Inside Man. Yeah, that's
Inside
so
Man.
Good.
Spike Lee movie. Yeah,
so good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great one. Smalls, this is where we lose you. It's amazing. You have no movie knowledge historically at all.
This doesn't mean I can't rob a bank.
Okay, you keep coming back to that. I'm trying to go away from you being the actual person robbing the bank here.
There's going to be a lot of NFL players robbing the bank in about a week or so.
No doubt.
With free agent kickoff. Yep.
Best bank robbery movie. We got that out there for you guys at 888-SAY-ESPN. But yes, yesterday, franchise tag day in the NFL. More interesting for you, CeCe, who was or who was not franchised?
Who wasn't franchise tagged? I think that Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle for the Miami Dolphins, is going to be a cornerstone player for years to come wherever he signs. He's been closely linked to the Houston Texans, and I love them paying a premium for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Christian Wilkins was outstanding this year for the Dolphins. 63 tackles, 9 sacks, 35 pressures as an interior defensive lineman. It's hard to put into context how difficult that is because this dude, at the snap of the ball, every single play has 2 sets of hands on him. And to find a way to be that disruptive – I think that's going to be a huge boon for a Houston Texans team that's still trying to forge an identity on the defensive side of the ball. And they got a defensive-minded coach in D'Amico Ryan. Mm-hmm. So putting Christian Wilkins in there, a veteran with a lot of experience to go along with Will Anderson Jr. and Derek Stingley, I just think that makes a lot of sense in terms of putting the pieces in place at premium positions to get your defense to go from good to great. So I love the addition of Christian Wilkins if he were to be a Houston Texan. It's going to be a huge loss for the Miami Dolphins. I don't know how they replace that production. And given all of the defections that they've had on that team, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that could be a problem moving forward.
I love that idea of Wilkins to Houston. And, you know, as you were going through that, I thought, when's the last time the Houston Texans have been a desirable destination? It's been a minute, right?
Been a minute.
And in 1 year, C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans have changed the perception of that team.
Yep.
And we're talking about adding pieces to them to bolster that defense and make them a more formidable Super Bowl contender. And I just thought, wow, it's been a while since we've been talking about the Houston Texans in that vein. But for me, guys, it was Baker Mayfield. He still might end up with Tampa, but them electing to not tag him means he's open for other people. But I think about Baker Mayfield and what he was able to do last year, a resurgent year. And he's somebody that has, again, kind of like the Houston Texans, changed the way that we view him. And even though it would have been a sense of security for him and $38.3 million if he would have been tagged by the Bucs, that's not to say that he still won't get there. But there's a lot of dominoes that could fall in the quarterback landscape around what Baker Mayfield ends up doing.
Can we just discuss whether or not that was the right move? Because are we going to get
not tagging him, maybe?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Are we going to get to a place 2-3 years from now if they have a long-term deal with him and ask the question, why did they do that? He was great this year. I thought he should have been, based on football, not real life. DeMar Hamlin, based on real life. Based on football, I thought Baker Mayfield should have been the comeback player of the year this year, right? I think because a full season versus part of a season with Flacco. But, like, there was the Carolina experience. There was the Rams experience, which was fine. There was the end of the Browns experience. Like, I hope for Baker Mayfield and the Bucks that what we saw last year is what he is. But if you sign him to, like, a 3-year, $90 million deal with, what do you want to say, 70 of that guaranteed?
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure that's going to be worth it versus an overpay on a 1-year?
Well, it'll be worth it in the short term just because you can spread out the cap hit for multiple seasons, right? When you have that franchise tag, that's $38 million in that season. And for a team that had a bunch of impending free agents, Mike Evans once upon a time before he signed a deal earlier this week, you've got Antoine Winfield Jr., you've got Levante David, you've got Devin White, you got a lot of guys that you got to take care of that have been core players for a really long time that you'd like to keep around. So I just think signing Baker Mayfield to a longer-term deal because he's going to be the highest-priced guy, I think it makes sense because you can spread out the cap hit and try to keep as many of those pieces around as you possibly can.
If he's – and that, I just want to be clear on something. You're assuming, which I think you are, in that scenario, that Baker Mayfield, based on his play last year, would then take a below-market value deal, right? Because based on the play and the age, he's a $50 million a year player. Based on
I don't know if he's a $50
million
a year player. Wait a minute.
I don't know about that. Take out the name, right?
I don't know about that.
Well, take out the name.
But you can't take out the name because the history of the player matters.
Right, mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. So in this hypothetical, you are assuming that he is going to sign what kind of deal?
I'm assuming that he's going to sign a contract somewhere in the ballpark of the high $30 million a year range. I'm assuming that. So the franchise tag number is $38 million. Let's use that. Okay, could I see a world where Baker Mayfield signs a contract and it pays him $38 million a year? Yeah, but guess what? That $38 million is not going to be the cap number for Baker Mayfield in year one. And that's the most important part in terms of being able to retain your top talent. And based on how the cap grew exponentially this year, it went up $31 million.
Yeah.
And it's only going to continue to go up from here. You have more room in future years under your salary cap. So it makes sense to sign a longer term deal now, have a lower cap hit than the franchise tag number of $38 million. And then you push the bigger cap hits into future years. But what that does do allows you to keep the other guys on the team that you want to retain in free agency.
Everything you're saying makes sense. I guess my point is a 28-year-old that is coming off a season where he played all 17 games, over 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and a division title.
And a playoff win.
And a playoff win gets more money if we didn't know the past and the name. Right? Just on its surface.
Yeah.
Gets more money.
Sure.
So they're going to get the player. Let me rephrase. They're going to get that stat line on a discount next year, because if somebody had a better stat line previously, that is a $50 million player based on those stats, if those were always his stats. And they're not. Right? So I think this is something we revisit 2-3 years from now. Hey, did they have the right move with Baker Mayfield? Like what Seattle did with Geno was great. Right? They found Geno this new life. They didn't overextend him and overprice him, and they had multiple years out of him. If that's what they can get from Baker Mayfield, you sign up for that, right?
Yeah, but I think what Tampa is doing is the other end of the spectrum from what the Miami Dolphins are doing.
Right.
Right? They're going to pay Tua a bag of money this offseason, and it's going to cost them a lot of their core guys. What Tampa is saying is we're not jumping out of the window for Baker Mayfield.
Right.
Now, I get different ways that player was acquired with that franchise, right? Tua was a top five pick. Baker Mayfield was a cast off that you used as a retread. It worked out for you. So there's the difference, but are we talking about a difference that's worthy in production, that's worthy of the $15, $16, $17 million gap that's going to be between their pay and average annual value?
No.
Like Baker Mayfield at his best is going to get $37, $38 million a year. Tua is going to get $55 million a year. I mean, is the difference in production worth it?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think it is, but I'm not going to sit here and say that it's not worth it for Tampa to do that deal, given where the quarterback market is going.
Agreed. What I'm saying is, you just made the best point. Baker Mayfield is not that much different than Tua, and Tua is going to get close to $20 million more than him. So even though they're going to have him on a multi-year deal and assume that Baker can do this again, it's still going to be a below market value based on the production if Tua's setting the market, which we've all said seems a little bit crazy. 888-SAY-ESPN is your telephone number to join the show. All right, we're going to get some phone calls in coming up. Somehow we've discussed bank robbery today and the best bank robbery movies. Plus, can Mike Tomlin be considered a QB whisperer? Maybe, maybe not. Who else is? We'll get to that next on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We're getting into the quarterback conversation in just a little bit here, because we have certainly assumed that Justin Fields will be in a much better situation with Mike Tomlin. We've never really said he's a QB whisperer, but there are some QB whisperers around the league, which we will get to in a little bit. But we have learned today that our entire production team, led by Jovante Lawrence, is thinking about robbing a bank. The pluses and minuses around robbing a bank, which then turned this into a conversation about best bank robbing movies, which has also led me to actually be completely afraid of Michelle Smallman.
Why?
Because you seem to have an unnatural interest in crime, crime movies, criminals, mobsters, dressing like mobsters, being a mobster, that I don't know if this is this Midwest Michelle is just an act and if I'm going to get knocked off one day by you. I'm just throwing this out there.
Well, you're definitely not going to be my conciliary. I can't have somebody that's shaking in their boots. I need to have somebody that's even keel when we're having these conversations, Evan.
You see how she scares me.
You
got to
be down solid, Ev. I get it. I understand where she's coming from.
Thank you, Cece.
Okay, Jeremy in Connecticut, listening on Sirius XM80. What's up, Jeremy?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I just want to tell you that I try and listen to you every time, every morning when I'm at work. I love listening to you.
Thank you.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I would love to see the Patriots sign Saquon Barkley. I think it would be a perfect addition. And best bank robbing movie in my mind is Reservoir Dogs.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I'm sorry. I'm so focused on the first comment now.
But Reservoir Dogs was a lot less about the actual robbery and more about the aftermath of it, right?
I don't know. I never saw it.
Yeah. Neither have I.
What? Y'all never saw it?
I know.
Reservoir?
I'm
no.
bad.
We're,
I'm really
we're
bad
both going to be bad on this, I think.
What the hell is going on this show?
I know it's a classic, but I've
it
never
is
seen
an outstanding
it.
Movie.
I know. It's
oh
great.
Oh, my God.
If the Patriots use money on a running back, I'll lose it.
Yeah.
They have Ramondre Stevenson. Ezekiel Elliott was actually great for them last year. I would
yeah, he was.
Very much advise bringing him back.
Yeah, are they just going to get every retread running back from the NFC East?
Yeah, there's no need for that. No need for that. Bill in Stuart, Florida, listening on ESPN 106.3 in Palm Beach County, Treasure Coast area. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, do you think the Dolphins should move on from Tua?
Okay.
And best bank robbery movie, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
See, that's the old school kind of movies that Pat wants to really focus on because he thinks robbing banks back in the day is different than today.
Really
yeah, you could get away with it back then.
See, I told you.
That's the whole movie. The whole Butch Cassidy movie is about how you could get away with bank robbers and then you couldn't all of a sudden.
I'm ashamed because I've never seen that
movie. Oh, I haven't seen it either.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my. How dare all of you.
I know.
It's shameful.
I'm with you on that one. That was a bad one.
Well, these two are in training. They need to see this stuff. I'm not in training to rob banks. His first question.
Well, I mean, you kind of are. You're a Patriots fan.
Oh.
Wow.
What? I don't even get that anymore.
I mean, surveillance is right up your alley.
I mean, there's a lot of crimes happening in New England, man.
Yeah, you love surveillance.
We literally called Belichick the godfather for a long time there. I don't know. Maybe you're more in on the crimes than we thought.
Wearing the hoodies? Oh, yeah.
A lot of crime figures in the New England Patriots dynasty.
You know, my great uncle is Ernie Adams. I don't know if you know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
no.
I'm very tied in. The first comment about Tua is interesting. We are not suggesting that Dolphins should move on from Tua. What we are suggesting is you shouldn't build the entire thing around him, and they seem to be building the entire thing around
him. No, what I'm suggesting is don't pay him now. You don't have to.
Right, well, that yeah.
You have a fifth-year option. Don't pay him.
Give yourself a little bit more runway to know.
If it gets more expensive, so be it. If you're in a position where you're paying him $60 million a year, you got a good problem because that means he would have shown you that he's worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, again, I go back to this situation with Tua, man. I'd rather measure 12 times and cut once than measure once and cut 12 times. And the 12 cuts we're talking about are all the players that you have on the defensive side of the ball. Guys that you can't keep. Xavien Howard, Jerome Baker, Christian Wilkins is going to be a free agent. Rob Hunt on the offensive line, another good player, going to be a free agent. Matt Bowen has him in his top 10 available free agents in this class. Like these are players that you're going to have to move on from because of what the quarterback contract is going to cost you this offseason. I just don't think that based on what we've seen from Tua, you can justify that.
Mm-hmm.
Travis in Baltimore listening on Sirius XM80. What's up, Travis?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for the call. First of all, love and appreciate the show. Listen every morning. CC, man, been following you since you were in the league. You do a good job. And also, Smalls might be my favorite host. Every time I find out more about her personality, just love her.
Oh,
so
thanks,
first, happy new year, CC.
Well, you could visit her in jail after she robbed some banks here. So,
second, when we're talking about snacks, we got to go with the smart food, white cheddar popcorn.
Ooh,
then we get a vanilla, cherry vanilla Pepsi. and a Kit Kat.
Vanilla Baby.
And then for movie, gotta be hands down Heat.
Heat is a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro is outstanding.
Travis coming in hot with the cherry vanilla Pepsi.
Yeah, but you can't do the smart food while you're driving, though.
Why not?
That's going everywhere.
It's not.
Yeah, that's a disaster.
You know what?
Who's trying to be neat on the road trip?
That's what I'm saying.
It's a road trip. We'll clean the car when we get where we're going.
We all understand there's a certain level of messiness that's going to come with the road trip.
He said smart food. I was thinking of the Skinny Pop. That's what I thought of. The smart food is all over your hands.
The white cheddar?
That's all over your hands.
That's if you're putting your hand in your bag, but if you're putting the bag directly to your mouth, you pop it open and you just...
Oh, you're just drinking it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Smart.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's have this conversation here quickly about quarterbacks.
Okay.
Mike Tomlin, I want to be clear on something. What we are saying about him, because we've talked about this a bunch, we are saying that he provides free agents like or trades, Justin Fields, an amazing environment to be in a winning culture. We're not calling him a QB whisperer. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right?
No, he's not a QB whisperer.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're clear on this.
He's not Andy Reid. He's not Sean McVay. He's not Jim Harbaugh. Like, it's not microwave success with any quarterback. It's just not.
All right, so that's the separation I just wanted to make sure we clarified, right? When we're talking about Justin Fields, there are specific coaches you can go to immediately, and they fix quarterbacks. What Mike Tomlin does is fix culture and winning, right? There's a difference. Now, if you fix the quarterback, you're likely going to win.
Sure.
But isolated, Mike Tomlin's not having a QB camp in the offseason.
Well, I'm just saying Mike Tomlin is a culture guy. They do a lot of winning in Pittsburgh. As a matter of fact, he's never had a losing season.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, quite literally, they have a winning culture. That is the definition of it. They win a lot. Yes. They're in the playoffs a lot. That's what Mike Tomlin does. I mean, think about it. He's got the second most wins of any active coach in the regular season, and he's second only to Andy Reid. That's how good Mike Tomlin is. So, I mean, I guess my point is, you know, winning breeds more winning, and it creates a culture where you can get the most out of your people.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever Justin Fields has to offer as an NFL quarterback, I feel confident that Mike Tomlin is going to be able to bring it out of him because that's what he seemingly does with every player. Now, I guess the retort to that would be Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
But do we have any evidence that Kenny Pickett is going to be a good NFL quarterback?
No, but that I think this is the point. I think we've actually created a good separation here in understanding this conversation that we've had over weeks now, months basically, or months since the season ends, right? Is where can this guy go? Is he a starting quarterback? What should the Bears do atop the draft? So if you just separate each of the coaches from their teams and think about, all right, they're hosting a camp over the summer. What's their specialty? Mike Tomlin's hosting a leadership camp.
Yeah.
Right? Defense, yes. Offense, special. Mike Tomlin is a work ethic and leadership camp. That's not to say Andy Reid's not. Andy Reid is going to host a quarterbacking camp or an offensive camp, sure. Right? Jim Harbaugh is going to host a quarterback camp.
Right.
So when Tom Waddle and Yurko from ESPN 1000 in Chicago are pointing out, well, what has Tomlin done in terms of revitalizing the quarterback? That's not what we're saying. And they're right to even ask that question. What we're saying is put Justin Fields in a winning environment and see what happens.
Are they right to ask that question, though? That's the part that I don't know about because they're saying, oh, well, they took a swing on Kenny Pickett and missed. Okay, that was their first round pick at the quarterback spot in over 20 years.
Yeah,
it feels like a little bit disingenuous when we're having a conversation in the context of the backdrop to it is what the Chicago Bears have been, who are going to make their fifth selection with a first round pick at quarterback since 1999, right? Cade McNown, Rex Grossman, Mitch Trubisky, Justin Fields, and now Caleb Williams. You've shown yourself to be a dysfunctional franchise when it comes to developing quarterbacks, and that's why we're willing to give Justin Fields the benefit of the doubt and going to a franchise that has shown itself to be stable. And whether you want to say Mike Tomlin is overrated or not, I don't think you can argue the fact that he's offered stability for the Pittsburgh Steelers in a way that very few NFL coaches, both past and present, can rival.
We're on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
So, yeah, so we have a show that people just want to rob banks. Is that what I'm gathering here? People just want to talk about
it. I don't think people want to rob. I think they're intrigued by it, and that's why there's so many bank robbing movies. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, it's fun to speculate on it because we would never actually do it.
I don't believe you would do it, CeCe. Smalls, I'm not sure about anymore. This crime lifestyle.
Robbing a bank? No.
Other crime? Gary in New Jersey watching on ESPNU. What's up, Gary?
Great show. Love the show. My bank robbing movie, Dog Day Afternoon.
You know what I've realized? None of us have seen any of these movies. We're terrible.
I've never
at
seen
this.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Neither have
I've
I.
I've seen Reservoir Dogs.
You Is that Tarantino?
Shame. Huh?
Is that Tarantino?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then I need to see
And he's
it.
Actually in the movie, too. Yeah.
Glenn in Charlotte watching on ESPNU. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey,
morning.
I just wanted to chime in on the road trip food. And Chris, I know you spent some time down here in Charlotte. I don't think there's any other choice other than the your favorite cola with peanuts dumped in it. You take a couple sips off a 16-ounce. RC is the preferred brand. But then you dump a little bag of those Planters peanuts in there, and you got yourself some nice protein and a drink at the same time.
See, Glenn, I like your game plan. You got the peanuts and you got the soda. Now, I would probably go with a Coca-Cola, but, I mean, RC Cola to each his own. Now, here's the thing with the peanuts. It can't just be the random bag of peanuts that you get out of the grocery store. No. Especially if you're down in the Carolinas or in the Deep South. I want the stand that's selling bags of peanuts for $5 where there's a little bit of grease at the at the bottom of the bag where the bag is a different color than the top of the bag. That's the bag of boiled peanuts that I want. I want to stop by the side of the road and pick that up. They got the handwritten sign, $5 for a bag. Those are the peanuts that I want.
Okay, I have so many questions. So they take the peanuts and they put them in the soda?
No. He's just saying to go with the soda.
I took it the same way that Smalls said it.
He said put it in the soda.
Yeah, I thought you were drinking the peanuts.
I just had some questions.
I don't know nothing about that. I don't know. I'm just talking about the boiled peanuts, the bag of boiled peanuts, where it's like you can see like the bottom of the bag is a different color than the top of the bag.
Sounds so good.
With some soda. That is the way to fly. I'm telling you.
I got to be honest, I took it exactly how Smalls took it. And I'm like, wouldn't you choke on that? Or do they melt and it becomes like a peanut soda? I was so confused. Ivory in Atlanta watching on ESPNU. What's up, Ivory?
Hey, what's up, guys? I got two of the best bank robbery movies ever. CeCe, I know you're going to agree with this. It's Heat with Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Set It Off with Queen Latifah and Jada Pinkett.
Great movies. Great picks. Like, those are top tier. When we come to bank robbing movies, those are top tier. I mean, they got something for everybody in those movies. Outstanding films, both of them.
I think there is a consensus final four here amongst at least social media, at On Sports ESPN, and our calls. The Town, Inside Man, Heat, and Set It Off.
No, I disagree with that. Point Break has got to be in there. Point Break has got to be in
there. There's a five
now. Keanu Reeves, Patrick Swayze. Point Break is an outstanding movie. Point Break is amazing.
Mark in Miami, listening on Sirius XM channel 80.
No,
neither have I.
Oh my God.
Mark.
Hey, everybody. Good morning.
Wait, Mark. I've known Mark forever. He's a wonderful man. He's a huge Yankee fan. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're doing the most interesting man in baseball, and we're focusing on the AL East. Give us an early nominee from your team, the Yankees. The most interesting player on the Yankees. Who would you say it is?
Oh, that's easy. Garrett Cole.
Why?
He's a foodie. He's a wine connoisseur. And his wife catches his bullpen sessions in the offseason.
Okay, that is very a phenomenal.
Nice.
That's a phenomenal
nominee.
He gave
us the bullet points, too.
Great,
I appreciate that.
Mark knows what's up. Yeah. Well
Good
done.
Good job, Mark.
Well done. All right,
okay,
go ahead on the bank robbing.
Garrett Cole, early.
And listen, you guys are missing a big point on the bank robbing. It's a federal crime. So the local yokel sheriff's not coming after you. The FBI is. Ooh. So you got to make sure you hit your plan is buttoned up airtight because the feds, they don't mess around.
Feds are watching.
Thanks for the advice.
So, Mark, should we plan a bank robbery or a heist? Because maybe the heist will net us more money. So I'm just trying to figure out what we're going to do here.
Okay. I think you do the heist because the ROI on a bank robbery is so small because you're not, you know, now where they got the plastic windows up, the bulletproof glass, the safes nobody can open. You're only walking away with a couple grand. You got to plan a heist like Ocean's 11, the casino, or something really big.
Ah, so
a
good.
A big heist that'll get you more access to the cash.
So if we're talking heist, are we talking jewelry store?
I mean, what about the armored car heist, like in the movie Takers or Dead Presidents?
No.
You're just stealing the armored car.
Those are impossible.
That feels tough.
Those are impossible because the other stuff is easy. Because
robbing a bank is so easy.
Well, yeah, I mean, people rob banks. Robbing the armored cars are ridiculously hard to do.
Boy, I love the lower third on ESPNU right now. That's a graphic. It's just phenomenal. Your calls on robbing banks, road trips, and snacks, and more. Wow. That's just great.
What snack are you going to eat on your way to rob a bank?
You're not eating anything.
Say ESPN.
No DNA. No DNA. So no snacks, nothing in the car.
This is my Nuno's and my five.
Gloves. See him? That's it. Like, you get in that car, gloves.
I feel like, you know, in the town when he's like, I need your help. We're going to do something bad. I need you to never ask me about it again. And we're going to hurt some people. And the response is, whose car are we taking? Yes. I feel like that's Nuno's response. Whose car are we taking?
Those are the type of friends you need around.
He's down.
You. Yeah, no question.
No, Nuno's response is, I have gout.
See, Pat, this is why I don't like you.
Wow.
And Michelle, thank you.
Just learning so much about my teammates today.
I scared you out so hard, Nuno. Even with that, you're on my team.
I appreciate that because I said the same thing when I was producing Greeny. We were having this conversation about friends. And I said that on air to Greeny and Hembo and Bubba, and they thought I was out of my mind that I said, you know, I measure some of my friends as, if I call you for something, you won't ask any questions, you'll just show up.
No doubt.
Yeah, I have friends like that. I would ask you to send a calendar invite, but nonetheless, I should make sure it's in my rundown here for my day, if I have time between, I have a meeting with Rob, I have a meeting with Rob, and then I'm going to Rob. Don in Salt Lake City, listening on 700 ESPN, the place for Pat Costello, has said there are no good tacos in Utah. Don.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say I drive an hour every morning to work, and my wife wonders how I stay awake. It's because of you guys. You guys' show is awesome.
Thank you.
Guys are killing it on the bank robbery shows, but there's one you're forgetting, and it's Den of Thieves.
Awesome movie. That is a great one.
That's a good one.
That is a great one. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is in that. Gerard Butler, phenomenal movie, and they're coming out with a second one. That is a great one. We love that one. All right. We got to clear the phone lines. Sorry, everybody who's in there, because, I guess you could participate in this, but yeah. We got to open everything up at 888-SAY-ESPN. Why is that? We are on a search for the most interesting man in baseball. Now, Mark in Miami just gave us a little tease. Now, Gerrit Cole is phenomenal. We know that as a pitcher, but we're looking for interesting facts about these people.
Yes.
We're looking to maybe do some things with them, have them on our show, and hype up people that are interesting. So if you say Aaron Judge is the best player in the sport, fine. Is he interesting? Maybe Gerrit Cole's more interesting. Maybe the 25th man on the roster, a middle reliever, has something fascinating about him. So we're going to do this, and we're looking by division. So today, we are looking for the most interesting people in the AL East, which means Rays fans, you hear it all the time that you don't show up. Today's your day to show up.
Today's the day.
Blue Jays fans, Red Sox, Orioles, Yankees, the most interesting man in baseball, AL East edition. Today, we're going to go through all the divisions, and you have to sell us as to why. And here's the best part.
Mm.
We could put Nuno, Pat, and Javonte to work on this because maybe somebody's going to give us some factoids about some players in the AL East today. We say, baseball's up around the corner. We'd like them on next week, please.
Yeah.
And then we put them to work.
Hello.
Them to work. So 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We are looking for the most interesting man in baseball. And today, the AL East edition. So we need to hear from the Blue Jays fans, Rays, Orioles, Red Sox, Yankees, the most interesting man in baseball, AL East edition coming up. But first, I do want to tell everybody about True Green. I know about True Green. Why? Well, I mean, I have my house, and if you're ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank or robbing a bank for that matter, True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. And you say, okay, well, what is True Green exactly? My lawn is fine. I mow it and I water it. Yeah. Well, they could do the rest. Think about when you have guests over your house or people are driving by. Don't you want to have that lawn that everybody's like, oh my God, your house is perfectly manicured. The lawn, the area is just beautiful. It's actually green and not brown. Visit TrueGreen.com today and discover the easiest and affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact. Helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are searching for the most interesting man in baseball. A unique backstory. An interesting factoid about that person. We are trying to find the most interesting man in all of baseball. And potentially have them on our show and really hype them up and promote them. And we are doing it division by division. And today we are focusing on the AL East. So we are looking for nominations at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We already have a nomination for Gerrit Cole from Mark in Miami on being the most interesting man in baseball because of his love for food. He's a wine connoisseur. And his wife catches bullpen for him in the offseason.
Pretty good.
That's a great nomination. Nice. Right? So we're looking for all the teams in the AL East. So we need the Orioles fans, the Rays fans, Blue Jays fans, Yankees fans, Red Sox fans to step up here. Even if you're not a fan of those teams, but you know something about those players. Andy in Tennessee listening on 94.1 in Tennessee. What's up, Andy?
Ryan Mountcastle, I'll give it to you quick. The most interesting man in baseball. His father holds the world record for most amount of weight held on a mustache. He has a pet iguana named Cooper, and his girlfriend has a dog who's the ugliest dog in the world.
Wait a second.
Actually won an award for being the ugliest dog in the world?
Yeah, right?
This is a first baseman for the Orioles.
Yeah.
But his father has held the record for most weight held on a mustache? Is that what he just said?
Yeah, I think so.
That he held something on a... How would anyone for any team in baseball ever beat that story if that is true?
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can.
I'm looking up the girlfriend's dog.
Oh, that's your first thing?
Yeah.
I'm looking up the dad. I'm trying
mustache.
To figure it out. The mustache, yeah.
Ryan Mountcastle.
That's a really good one.
That's borderline unbeatable.
We have to fact check it, though.
Yeah, we do have to fact check it.
We
got
to fact check the dog.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's what we're looking for, right there. Most interesting man in baseball, AL East edition. Wayne in Ohio, listening on Sirius XM Channel 80. What's up, Wayne?
How you doing?
What's up?
Y'all were talking about bank robberies. I got a unique perspective.
Go ahead.
I got convicted of 19 counts.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, Y'all were talking about bank robberies, and I have a unique perspective. I got convicted of 19 counts.
I understand. So you robbed banks and got convicted of 19. Can you walk us through exactly what you did here?
I went on a bank robbery spree.
How many banks did you rob, Wayne?
19.
Oh, okay. So you got convicted for all of them. They caught you on all of them.
I did 33 years in federal prison.
Oh, my God. Okay, I have a couple of follow-ups. Maybe I shouldn't go here. Did you get away with any of them?
No. After I got caught on the first few, I went ahead and gave them the rest of them so I could get a plea bargain.
Wayne, did you do this as a solo mission, or did you have people that were accomplices to these bank robberies?
By myself.
Wow.
Better value proposition that way. You don't have to split it.
Okay, and then how much money total?
Only $274,000.
And how much of it do you have left?
None. I assume.
If he got convicted,
I assume he
taking
has
that money.
None of it left over.
You never know.
If he did, I don't think he would want to tell.
Well, that's why he hung up. That's why you heard the beep there.
Could violate his plea bargain.
Yeah, they're not going to let you keep the money.
Yeah, exactly. You can't keep the money when you rob a bank, Evan.
Maybe he hid some of it somewhere.
But he's not going to tell us on national radio.
I'm going to guess Wayne is not his real name also if you rob banks and you're telling people about it on national radio.
Well, if you got convicted, you've already been caught. I mean, it's not like you're going back to jail for robbing the same bank.
Double Jeopardy, can't do it.
Pat Nuno and Javante are actually on the phone with him off the air right now to get some advice, it sounds like.
Yes, some tips.
John in Oklahoma on ESPNU. Yes,
ESPNU is behind bars. Like I would get caught.
Why is Pat all of a sudden in a suit? Now we have Pat in a suit all dressed up. You got the most interesting man in baseball for us, John?
I actually randomly looked it up literally within 5 minutes after y'all brought up the subject. It's Kenley Jansen. For the Red Sox, he plays piano and bass. He started a band called Icons of Caraco, or how you pronounce the country. Sorry about that. And he's from the same country as Andrew Jones, who was his hero growing up, and that's why he got into baseball.
I love it. Love it.
So it's Curacao, right? That's where
he's from? Curacao. Yeah, Curacao.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I think Kenley Jansen started out actually as a position player, then became a pitcher, not in the major leagues, but as a position player in the minor leagues, I think, and then became a pitcher and is one of the best closers of the last 20 years in baseball.
Yeah.
So there's another nominee.
Some really good nominations so far.
But if we're talking about baseball players that have bands, I mean, my favorite Yankee of all time, Bernie Williams. He's got his own band, can play a lot of different instruments, plays the piano, plays the guitar.
Cool.
Bernie Williams, he's done the gigs at the Blue Note before. I mean, Bernie Williams is just phenomenal.
That's iconic.
Bronson Arroyo, didn't he have a band as well with the Red Sox back in the day?
Adam Wainwright's a bona fide country singer. Friend of the show.
Okay. Colin in New Jersey, listening on 97.3.
Opening
What's up, Colin?
Beyonce's next tour?
Yeah.
You have a bunch of Boy Scouts in the baseball today. I mean, we need bad guys to root against. So for the AL East, I'm going Tampa Bay, Randy Arozarena. I need him to hit a home run. I need him to lean back on him. I need him to send a cross chop to the opposing manager. I need somebody to stir it up, somebody to root against, you know?
Well, and Randy,
all these good guys, no fun.
And Randy Arozarena, didn't Jeff Passan have the song, ESPN Baseball Insider, around Randy Arozarena?
Arozarena. Like the Macarena. So, yeah. Former Cardinal.
Yeah, so there
Randy
you go.
Randy Arozarena.
There's another interesting one. So do we have any confirmation on the mustache guy?
Not
about
yet.
His dad?
No, not yet. We
having
are
the best
we
mustache.
Are efforting, we are efforting
we're
that as we
we're
speak.
Efforting somebody's dad's mustache is what we're doing currently. I agree. Yeah, that's a good usage of time, actually. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Telephone number to be a part of the show. The most interesting man in baseball, AL East edition. Smalls, we have so far nominees.
I think we have nominees from the Yankees, Orioles, Red Sox, and Rays. It looks like we're just looking for the Jays.
The Blue Jays. We need a nominee from the Blue Jays because then we have every single team represented in that division. Right? So
yeah.
Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Anybody? Have anybody in the Blue Jays?
Vlad Guerrero Jr.? Could we sneak and rope his dad in there too?
Yeah.
Because he's a part of that package deal?
there's always somebody on a team. It's like a middle reliever that we don't really know about that has such a dynamic personality.
It's not really the star players, right? Because they play things so close to the vest these days.
Yes.
It's not going to be Bo Bichette or any of those guys.
That's why we need the fans of said teams to call in, because they know the personalities and the backstories of all of these players better than we do. And we want to find the most interesting man on every team. It doesn't have to be the big star. It could be anybody.
Well, they have three. This is an interesting theme with the Blue Jays in general. I mean, they have three second-generation players: Vlad Guerrero, Bo Bichette, and Biggio. Mm-hmm. Like three guys whose dad obviously played professional baseball. So we are looking for the most interesting man in baseball. And I guess if the Blue Jays are not represented, that's on them, right? That's
I don't think
problem.
This mustache thing is real.
Oh no, it's not.
You want it to be real? I don't think it's real either. That's why we had to fact check it.
So this guy just made up the whole
Officer Costello fact checking it.
So this guy just made up the entire thing?
I mean, I looked up a picture of Ryan Mountcastle's dad. He didn't have a mustache to speak of.
I Googled it too and could not find anything.
Yeah.
So we just fell for this entire dupe from this guy.
No, I don't think we fell for it. We said we were going to fact check it.
Well, it could just be the mustache thing. Everything else could
be. What about
real.
The girlfriend's dog?
There is a whole article on Ryan Mountcastle on The Athletic about how he's a goofy dude and he's got a really fun persona. So he does seem like an interesting guy. I'm glad that he's the nominee, but I don't know if we can confirm the girlfriend's dog or the dad's mustache just yet.
But what makes him interesting if we don't have those two things?
I'm going to read the article.
I mean, the last name in general is an interesting last name. Mountcastle? I could give him that based on the name. I mean, the name, Randy Arozarena has a fun name that Patsy made the song off of, right? Like, that factors into it. I think if you got something fun with that. Speaking of names, speaking of second generation, Austin Rivers is scheduled to join us.
Hey now!
ESPN NBA analyst. He has been insanely fun with us in the past, telling us about his babysitters, which include Arnold Schwarzenegger and Dennis Rodman. His dad also is the head coach of the Bucks. I don't know if people have heard about that at all, considering we've talked about Doc Rivers a couple of times. So we will get into the NBA with Austin Rivers coming up next. We are on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance, right here on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.